Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's a pleasure to be with you on First Amendment Friday. I'll tell you what's been driving me nuts lately. I see all these headlines, and they are both in daily newspapers, but also on television and even some on the radio, in which they question the idea that the Pacific Northwest should dramatically increase the amount of logging that's going on. I mean, these headlines that suggest why the Trump administration could take us back to the bad old days of logging lots and lots of trees in the Pacific Northwest. A new federal plan that would ramp up logging across millions of acres of Oregon. And of course, you know that the purpose of those headlines and the way they're being written is to make you think this is going to be some kind of devastation of Northwest forests, when in fact, it's the one thing that will probably keep the forest from burning down. So I thought I'd get our favorite tree guy, and that is Dr. Bob Zybak, president of Northwest Maps Company and author of several books, most recently the Zybak Forest Anthologies, as well as being a county commissioner candidate in District 5 in Lane County. Dr. Zybak, welcome back.
Thank you, Lars. I enjoyed the introduction.
Now, tell me this. I'm glad you enjoyed it, but do you think I'm right in suggesting that all of the mainstream media that cover this want people to think why logging all those trees would be a terrible thing to do?
I think the main reason is they've been indoctrinated over the last 30 or 40 years. People do not remember when people had jobs and their parks. We didn't have wildfires. We had good parks. We had good schools. We had good roads. We had good hunting and fishing. We had good campgrounds, and that's all being burned up. The rural towns are going broke. The businesses that supported that are going broke. And there's some real opportunity now with the new administration to reverse that trend.
Well, the other thing that I don't notice them doing, and Dr. Zybak, I don't think this is expecting too much, is that they would mention, if we cut at this rate and we replanted the trees as is required by law, both federal law and state law, we'll never run out of trees. We can cut at that rate forever. And most of what they're proposing in these, you know, quadrupling of logging in Oregon forests is well within what's called sustained yield, is it not?
Yeah, exactly. The ONC lands, they only affect 18 counties, four counties in particular, Lane, Douglas, Jackson, and Josephine. 2.3 million acres, grows about 1.3 billion feet a year. And from 1960 to 1990, we cut over a billion feet a year and sold. And it was great for the money goes at that time 50% to the counties. Now it's up to 75% because the other 25% built the roads. But if we go back to that harvest level again, we will never run out of trees. My great-grandkids will have nice forests. We'll have fewer wildfires. We'll put 6,000 or 7,000 people to work and make our roads safer and our schools better.
Well, you would think that they would want to point that out because, I mean, with almost anything else, the media is willing to say this is sustainable or it's not sustainable. Isn't sustained yield where you can cut the same number of trees, create all those jobs and all the tax revenue and everything else, and never run out of trees as long as you always replant what you're cutting? That seems like a positive all day long.
And it's also the law. The 1937 law said that the land will be managed on a sustainable basis and in order because we're not paying taxes. And instead of that, we're on welfare. A secure rural school thing that Wyden put through about 25 years ago was because we weren't managing our lands. And so we depend on welfare. It's a lesser amount. We lose students. We lose workers. We lose businesses. And it's really created a serious problem in our rural areas. And then anybody driving down the highway can see that our forests are being burnt up and then allowed to rot or burn again. And it's just a total waste of resources, and it's killing wildlife and polluting the air.
I'm talking to Dr. Bob Zybak, who's not only a forest expert, and been his avocation for his entire professional career, but he's also running for District 5 in Lane County as a county commissioner. Has this gotten the public's attention as you run with it as a campaign issue?
Not yet, but I think it will shortly. That's my whole reason for running is to bring up these issues. It's not just District 5 Lane County. It's 14 Western Oregon counties, and it's also the National Forest System. 25% of that money by law used to be specifically for county schools and county roads. And that's the things we've lost out. And instead of saving old growth, we've burned up 700,000 acres of old growth with crown fires in the last 25 years on federal land because of neglect and passive management.
No, and in fact, what you could also get out of that is the creation of roads that would get you into and out of those forests. And if you have access, then when they do catch fire, you can actually get to the fires. But without the roads, you can't.
Absolutely. From 52 to 87, as we've discussed several times, there's only one major fire above 10,000 acres in all of Western Oregon. The whole time I worked in the woods, 20-some years, no catastrophic wildfires because we had good roads, we had good trails, and we had people working that had four-wheel drives and walkie-talkies and chainsaws and piscans, and they started lots of fires, undoubtedly, but they put them out.
Okay, so Dr. Zybak, if people want to see information about your campaign, including information about your reaction to the federal plan to dramatically increase logging, where can they find it online?
Zybak for Lane, and I got a donate button.
That's Zybach. Zybak for Lane, and you let people know about it.
Yes, and I've got my platform there and lots of details on it, and happy to correspond with anybody on these issues. We need to reforest our lands.
You know what I'd love to see, Dr. Zybak? We always put naysayers to the head of the line on this show, and it's been one of our hallmarks for 30 years. I'd love to have somebody come on who actually disagrees with dramatically increasing logging in the Northwest, and I'd love to have them debate you or debate me or both. I'd love to have them explain why it makes sense to leave all that timber standing instead of cutting it, replanting it, and keeping the forest healthy. I'd be happy to put them on. If we could get your opponent to come on the air and say, this is why I think Dr. Zybak is wrong, I'd be happy to do that. I think the public would learn a lot.
That would be great, and I'd really support that as well. I sent you an article earlier today, my current draft. It's on that very issue, that we've got this so-called timber wars left over, but there's a debate that's going on now that's bringing up the same point, that the so-called people that won the timber wars are destroying our forests, killing our wildlife, and ruining our rural towns, and they're not being held accountable.
No, they're not. That's Dr. Bob Zybak. He is both a forest scientist and he's running for District 5 in the Lane County Commission in Lane County, Oregon, one of the counties that is so dramatically affected by whether or not we see the Trump administration dramatically increase logging in the Northwest, bring the jobs, bring the tax revenue. And if anybody wants to debate on that, I'd be glad to talk to them. Glad to take your calls. It's First Amendment Friday, and you're listening to the Lars Larson Show and the Radio Northwest Network.